Horowitz Horror, written by Anthony Horowitz and read by Simon Shepherd.
She didn't like the bath from the start. Isabel was at home the Saturday they delivered it and wondered how the fat metal beast was ever going to make it up one flight of stairs around the corner and into the bathroom. The two scrawny workmen didn't seem to have much idea either. 30 minutes, 4 gashed knuckles, and 100 swear words later, it seemed to be hopelessly wedged. And it was only when Isabel's father lent a hand that they were able to free it. But then one of the stubby legs caught the wallpaper and tore it, and that led to another argument right in front of the workmen, her mother and father blaming each other like they always did. I told you to measure it.
I did measure it.
Yes, but you said the legs came off.
No, that's what you said. It was so typical of her parents to buy that bath, Isabel thought. Anyone else would have been into the West End to one of the smart department stores, picked something out of the showroom, out with a credit card, delivery and free installation in 6 weeks, and thank you very much. But Jeremy and Susan Martin weren't like that. Ever since they'd bought their small turn-of-the-century house in Muswell Hill, North London, they had devoted their holidays to getting it just right. And since they were both teachers, he at a public school, she in a local primary, their holidays were frequent and long. And so the dining room table had come from an antique shop in Hungerford, the chairs that surrounded it from a house sale in Hove. The kitchen cupboards had been rescued from a skip in Macclesfield, and their double bed had been a rusting, tangled heap when they had found it in the barn of a French farmhouse outside Boulogne. So many weekends, so many hours spent searching, measuring, imagining, haggling and arguing. That was the worst of it. As far as Isabel could see, her parents didn't seem to get any pleasure out of all these antiques. They argued constantly, in the shops, in the marketplaces, even at the auctions. Once her father had got so heated he had actually broken the Victorian chamber pot they'd been fighting about, and of course he had had to buy it anyway. It was in the hall now, glued back together again, the all-too-visible cracks, an unpleasant image of their 12-year-old marriage.